Welcome back to our friends in the Hudson Valley. Heard we lost you for a minute there. Heard you're back. Happy to have you back. 90.1 WMFU. Hey, Scott Williams here with you, getting ready to say goodbye. Getting ready to say goodbye. We heard some music there from Ashtray Navigations doing The Case from Before You Play This LP. Hey, we heard some Scozy Fetish in there doing Little Danglers number one, Temporary Transmogrification from a Sudden Density. Hey, we heard some Soot in there, Majestic Noise made in beautiful rotten Iran with Strings of Agony. Oh, look at that, it was Millie Jackson from Extra Sexual Persuasion of 1983, and we heard the title Cut. We heard Christine 23 Anna doing A New Dawn in Mexico from Space Age Bachelor Pad Psychedelic Music. Oh, ho, we heard some Chrome! TV is Eyes from 1979's Half Machine Lip Moves. We heard Combo Nation, which is Terry Chensky from the Parasites of the Western World. Both those guys just sent us new music because we found out that they... because we got in touch with them. It was great. 20th Century Hijinks is the new record from... well... recordings made over 10 years in the 80s and 90s by Combo Nation. We heard Monsters of Titan, Monks and Chip Rock, Sparkolations, and Runaway Echo. We heard Lord Buckley doing The Train. And my name's Scott, and I gotta hop on the train out of here. This is Freeform Radio, WFMU in East Orange, WMFU in Mount Hope, in New York City, in Rockland County at 91.9 FM, worldwide online at WFMU.org. Boy, I look forward to seeing you next week. And I implore you to stay tuned because the Ken and Andy at Andy's Dinner with Andy is coming right up with the legal weed dispensary. So stay tuned. Thanks for listening. I'll see you next week. Thanks, everybody. Bye 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 bye.
Waves back.
All right, so we're here at the Apothecarium in Maplewood, New Jersey, 1865 Springfield Avenue.
This has been, I know for you, this has been 50 years in the making.
A historic day for me. Yeah, first time buying.
I wish you kids.
Buying legal weed.
I wish everyone could see Ken's face all lit up. Kind of like when Dorothy landed on Oz and she opened the door. Ken's face, he's just beaming. He's just looking, he's wide-eyed. He's the cutest I've ever seen him. It's like when I take my grandkids to the toy store.
It's the end of Prohibition. It's a day of celebration. A garbage truck just drove by, and the garbage man leaned out the window and screamed, "I love weed!"
And then what did Ken do? Ken, what did you do?
I gave him the black power.
You waved back as if you were representing all of weed-dom. You acknowledged him.
I held up my wave recorder.
Yeah, exactly.
In solidarity.
That was a great moment. I love weed. And then your wave, as if I acknowledge you, the king of weeddom salutes you all.
The king of weeddom salutes you, garbage man. Maplewood, New Jersey, garbage man.
So we're on Springfield Avenue in Maplewood.
Yeah. It's very windy out here. I hope we sound okay.
Yeah. You can
now I can emailed them, and there's more WFMU listeners. Welcome.
Hey,
how are you guys?
Hey.
Big fan.
Oh man, are you from the Apothecarium?
Yeah.
Oh,
all right.
Wait,
oh, hey,
great.
This is perfect. So we've started recording, but I just wanted to be upfront about the fact that we're recording this for our WFMU show.
Okay.
It's cool.
Yeah.
Recording me?
Well, we're recording
now. Yeah, we are recording right now. Yeah.
I love how he's pretending he's never heard of the show. That is acting.
Hey,
that is fantastic.
I am a big fan of the show.
Oh,
you're the
best. What is your name?
My name is Charlie.
And Charlie, how long have you worked here?
6 months. I'm actually at the Lodi location, so helping out over here. Right
okay,
now.
Yep. They just opened recently.
We're opening soon.
Oh, you're opening here, but the doors are open here.
Here we are open, yes.
Okay,
Lodi, we're opening soon.
How's it going here?
Going great.
And what are the rules here? What is the... so they're handing out menus out front.
Why don't we move back, because we're in the way of the entrance here.
Yeah, you don't want to get between the people of Maplewood and their marijuana. Yeah. Good luck.
Check right up here, guys.
You looking for that wacky tobacco? Came to the right place.
I'm a big fan of you guys, but I do have to go inside.
No, you don't. No, you don't. But we'll meet you inside.
Andy, right?
Andy, it is. We're going
to
meet you inside in 10 minutes.
Yep, come on in.
Charlie, thank you.
And
we're
going to tell him we're your personal friends.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks very much. We're in, baby.
Yes.
That's it.
Perfect.
Here
we are. I was so nervous about that fan of the show who owns
no catering
seems to own the joint.
Catering to all those degenerates for years and years finally has paid off big time. Yeah.
So let's introduce Jeremy, who is a WFMU listener and FMU volunteer.
And is here to join us.
Who has joined us here today.
Hi, guys.
Hey, Jeremy, do you live in the area?
Not too far.
Okay, and would you be here anyway, or are you here for us?
I went to a place in Elizabeth on what I'm calling opening day, I guess, April 21st.
And what did you pick up there?
I got a whole lot of edibles, and I actually got a vape for the first time. I'm not, like, much of a smoker, so that was the way I went.
No, I understand vaping, but for Andy's sake, can you explain?
Well, it's just a cartridge, and it was so
care.
New to me.
I don't care. I don't care.
But so, it's not as dangerous as smoking.
Did you pick up any, I have some slang here to help me blend in. Did you pick up any reggae cigarettes?
No, I did not.
Did you pick up any Samsons? Did you pick up any Scooby-Doos?
I don't even know what that is. I'm sorry. I got a bunch of gummies. That's what I got.
What, some smoky smoke? Well, I'm glad I wonder if they have any of this. Squirker farter? Have you heard of this, Ken?
Squirker farter?
Don't pretend you haven't.
Are these just the brand names?
No, this is all slang for weed. Any zoot? Any zigzags? Okay, I'm ready to go. I've done my homework.
Are we going to go inside?
Well, we should describe the place. We're on a sort of a main street here in a residential neighborhood.
Yeah, we're in the main drag, Springfield Avenue.
There's
here.
There's a couple of squad cars.
Yeah, there's two cops out here. There's bouncers galore.
Well, they heard you.
Yeah, there's a big sign right here that says no consumption on site. So it's not quite what I expected.
Well, what did you expect? You expected people to be...
It's a little bit more policey.
Yeah,
and intense and official than what I'm accustomed to from dispensaries in other states. I guess that's because it's week one. It's only number five.
You're not comfortable with the cops here, are you? Ken has vowed repeatedly.
I just went to a dispensary in Arizona a month ago. They had so much overstock. Stuff was on sale 50% off because they had too much that was going to expire.
The promised land.
Perfect.
Also, it's like a bakery. They throw out the bagels before they go bad. So there are the cop people coming in and out. Listen, I got to tell you, the cops are here, and I'm going to tell you both right up front. They're not. I can't go back to prison.
Well, fortunately, you don't have to.
Well, we'll see.
By the way, there's people leaving, and they have a little black bag.
Yeah.
Like that guy just left. Like, we could have interviewed him.
Okay,
like
we'll take care of it. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, so you want to chase him down?
No, go chase him.
Hey, brother.
Okay.
Hey, brother, what's in the bag?
That's okay.
How you doing? Looking for some wacky tobacco?
Not me, man.
Okay.
I work here, so.
Oh, you work there?
I can't buy.
How many people work there? We've met a few people already.
What's your name?
I'm Richard.
Hey, Richard.
And how's business doing? How's it doing?
Brisk. It's doing so
any
well.
Trouble? Anybody causing trouble?
Not even a little.
How would you describe the average customer?
Average?
Yeah, like...
It's a wide range of people.
Yeah.
And just regular folks.
Yeah.
Buying their product and going home.
Free.
But there's
freaks
some common thread, right? I mean, like, when I come here, I feel like I'm returning to my people. Do you know what I mean?
I know what you mean, but it's not just that.
What's the average age?
There is no average age.
Well, there's always an average age.
21 to 91.
Well, then the average age is 53. Here's your answer.
Right,
I'm glad I stopped by.
Actually, the medium.
Oh, the medium. Oh, yeah. No one's caused any trouble.
Not a bit.
I'm looking at your menu. What would you say? What do you recommend as we do?
I'm not the one to ask that.
Okay, but what is the biggest seller?
I don't know that either. I'm working out here.
Oh, you're working out here.
Yeah.
Are you like security out here?
Yeah.
And what? Any trouble?
Not one incident.
How have the police been treating you?
They're great.
And are the police here 24/7? Whenever you're open, the police are here?
The police are here when they're open for now, yeah.
Okay.
But they haven't had to arrest anyone. There's been no incidents, no harassment.
I think I saw somebody. You know, you can't take this over state lines.
That's true.
That's the truth.
That's true.
So would it be helpful to you if I followed people out after they bought something and looked at their license plates and see if they're from New York? And then I could report them to you?
No.
But why don't we do that?
No. Because you can buy in New Jersey.
Yeah.
You can be from New York and buy in New Jersey.
Yeah.
You just can't take it to New York.
Then we got
to
follow them. Let's do that today. Let's do it. A sting operation. You and me, Starsky and Hutch.
Why?
We'd be heroes.
No, we wouldn't. We'd be rolling back the clock to harassment days.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's not good.
No.
Richard,
okay.
My friend Andy's a little simple. So you have to lay it out in really simple, obvious terms.
I get confused about harassment. I can see both sides.
We want people to enjoy themselves, to relax, go home. And do what they, you know.
I'm going to follow them to New York. I'm going to take them down.
What's the problem? You're buying your product, you go home, eat some pizza, listen to the Grateful Dead.
Oh, that's it.
There you go.
Now will this crowd make any music sound better? Like if I listen hypothetically, like to WFMU.
I don't know if it's like that techno pop stuff.
Yeah, I don't think anything will work. You need a lot more than this.
No, I think it works on any music.
It works on any music. Okay, well, we can put that to the test. You're right. You're absolutely right. There are some seniors here.
Of course.
There's some geezers.
Yeah,
some geezer freaks. There you go.
People have been saying they've been waiting their whole lives for this.
Yeah.
I have been.
Now, do you have some kind of geezer with ponytail discount? I see a lot of these ponytails.
No, but there are medical patient discounts.
Oh, are there?
Ah, I'm a medical patient. You get a discount.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah, I have sleep apnea. Yeah? Will that count?
If the doctor says so.
Okay then. Are you ready to go inside? Ken is so excited. He's been waiting his whole life.
Hey, thanks for talking to us, Richard.
Okay, we're going in. We're going into the promised land. You ready, Ken? So now we're going
now,
in line.
What was the guy's name? Charlie?
It was Charlie. He was a fan of the station.
Right. And we need to show ID? I have a slight problem.
Yeah.
Because the last dispensary I went to lost my ID.
Oh, I don't need ID. I have all this slang here, so they know I'm cool. Hey, I'm looking for some of that scratchy. Looking for some of that she bang a bang. What are you guys looking for today?
I'm looking for Zaza.
Zaza, hold on. Let me see if I have that on my list.
Yeah, you can go right in.
Yeah, Zaza. I mean, yeah, that's it. Yeah, I'm looking for some Snoop.
If you can
Some
turn
skunk.
Your ID around.
Have you heard that?
Contact free. I do need to scan the barcode, folks.
Okay.
Yes. All right. Thank you for being here. All right.
This is where Kent pretends he's lost his license.
His
the menu for you for when you get a star dispensary. Okay. Will help you.
That's interesting.
That's because the last dispensary I went to lost my license.
Yeah.
That's horrible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a menu as well.
Thank you. Okay. And Charlie, we talked to Charlie. We're from a radio station. It's okay if we're reporting.
Talk to Jerry. Ask for Jerry.
Jerry's no. Like, I'm scared of Jerry.
Is Jerry? Is
no,
Jerry
that guy. Okay, that we'll guy talk to be Jerry. Very uncomfortable.
Here you are. Here's the menu.
Okay.
For you.
Thank you very much. Oh, and now we're in. We're inside,
are you
Ken.
Are you Jerry?
I'm not Jerry.
Okay. Well, we spoke to Charlie. We're from WFMU, a radio station.
Sure.
Local radio station.
Is Jerry in a good mood? Is he cool? Yeah. Hey, maybe before we talk to Jerry, we should make sure he's had some of that wacky tobacco today to calm him down. So now we're in this is the lobby, the front desk?
Yeah.
So right now this nice clerk is checking out Ken's medical card. Ken, what is your medical condition that you're claiming?
You know what it's like to be me.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I somehow got a doctor to agree.
Yeah, that he's you.
That it's a heavy burden.
I tried to claim that I was you, and I couldn't get away
with
it.
I think I got there first.
Yeah, exactly. I've been suffering from Ken Friedmanitis for over 30 years. Will that count?
Only when you have a medical card.
A medical card.
Hey.
That's okay.
You guys are good to record outside, just in the store.
We can't record inside.
Okay, can do.
All right, no problem.
Because they don't want any, evidence when our mind starts to bend.
What do you mean when our mind starts to get blown?
Yeah, blown.
Hang on, I just got to make sure I have my license.
Ken has once again misplaced his driver's license. It's a hobby of Ken. Ken is looking for his driver's license. This is the second time in a week, Ken? Time in a week you've lost your license? Every time you enter these dispensaries?
Can I get my driver's license back?
There it is. So you're batting 500 with your driver's license.
Thank you.
I am a bum. They tried to take my driver's license.
Okay, here we go.
So I have to turn mine off.
Okay.
Hang on. Stop recording.
Yep. And we're going in.
Oh, did you already place an order?
No, but there's some. Oh, I see. You mean there's some amendments?
They sold out of Rainbow.
There is no more Rainbow.
Are there any specials tonight that you can recommend?
Any specials?
Yeah.
Specials, but...
Oh, so you sold out of what? Rainbow?
Rainbow Rosé and Girl Scout.
My sleeper recommendation is Frosted Melon Gelato.
Yeah, Frosted Melon Gelato. I'm all over that.
Okay.
Thanks a lot. Oh my gosh.
Holy cow.
I'm a Pledge for Life member, man.
Oh, cool. Thank you.
Okay, this is great.
Oh my God.
I know, Ken.
Yeah.
I have arrived at the promised land.
You have, I know.
There's a map of New Jersey made out of fudge.
Is it okay if Ken orgasms all over here? Yeah, it's a map of New Jersey.
It's a map of New Jersey made out of marijuana.
The two things you love most in the world.
Next to an ATM. I never thought I would see the day. Andy.
So there are. It looks like a jewelry store. Looks like we walked into a mall jewelry store. There are seven or eight display tables and people just lingering over the display table.
You can buy a fancy
pipe. Yes, there's pipes. Okay. There's pipe, there's whole little kits.
I'm overwhelmed,
this is the
Andy.
You are?
Yeah.
Oh, this is for you? That's you, Jerry?
Is this the menu?
That's the menu. Not everything's available today. Sorry, brother. Sorry to disappoint you.
They still have that Frosted Melon Gelato.
Oh, it's flour. It's all flour.
Everyone, the guy out front recommended this, Frosted Melon Gelato. It's fresh today. It's homegrown, locally grown. I can't recommend it highly enough. We can...
I was looking forward to the slaps. You saw that on there?
I don't know what that is. Tell me what that means.
36%.
What is 30?
Where is that?
Yeah. Yeah, we saw it over there. It's over there now.
Oh, it's in the Bud Bar?
Yeah.
It's on that table?
Yeah.
Let's ask him about it.
Yeah, I asked him about it. He said they don't have any more of it, though.
But maybe they can sell you the display. Yeah. The display sample. You'll pay extra, right? I'll outbid you. I'll stand next to you and outbid you for that.
It's 36% THC.
36%
THC. That's sweet, baby.
Wow.
That's sweet. That's higher than 33%. It's even higher than 34%.
Yeah, bro. I haven't had anything that high.
It's not as high as 42%. It's between 33% and 42%.
You guys usually go to different dispensaries a lot?
Yeah, I just like saying numbers. I love numbers. You can give me any number, and I'll tell you a number that's lower, and I can, in most cases, tell you a number that's higher. I love numbers.
Yeah, I've never really been a numbers guy. That's not.
Oh, okay. That's my thing. I love it. Yeah, it's like a hobby. Yeah.
Because you're one of those
geezers.
Jews.
Yeah, I'm a Jew. Hey, show me the Bud Bar. Show me what you're looking for. I'm gonna see if they'll do it. Because we know Charlie. We know a guy here. We know a guy here. Oh, smell it. Smell it. That's 36%. Let's get Charlie here. I'm going to smell it.
Oh, my God. Look at that.
Okay. That's as high as I've ever been.
Do you absorb that much when you're smoking? I want
to. This guy, he wants to find out. What's your name?
I'm Isaac.
Hi, Isaac. I'm Andy.
Nice to meet you, Andy.
This is my friend Ken. You're on the air. Ken, you're on the air. Isn't that a funny last name? You're on the air?
You guys from Jersey?
Yeah.
Yeah, born and bred, like this stuff. Born and bred in Jersey.
I don't know that it's born and bred in Jersey.
Oh, this isn't all locally grown?
This is
what's the best dope you've ever smoked?
Amazing.
You've ever done?
These ones I got from the last place. Zalada.
Zalada. Unbelievable. Can't believe it. Where'd you score your Zalada?
I was in LA with my friend.
Okay. Okay. But now you'd like some of this slap.
Go to the other one.
Okay, let's try to get Charlie here.
I'm going to try and catch up my friend. All right, guys.
Okay, nice talking to you. Hey, we're all going to meet in my car and park on the corner, and we're going to get high. I'm going to drink Diet Pepsi. Ken, what are you going to get?
They have no edibles here unless you have checked in with your medical card.
Oh, really?
Which I declined to do because it was taking too long.
No, go get a medical card and so you can get stuff for back. Go do your medical card.
And then you'll keep recording?
Yeah, I'm rolling. You might have to edit some of this. I don't know if you want to edit
stuff. Okay, yeah.
Okay. All right, you go out.
Well, make sure that they actually have them before you do that.
Okay, I'm going to keep recording. Yeah, we should. That would be a nice gift. A t-shirt for Ken. How you doing?
Good. Have you ever been to a dispensary before?
No, I've never. I usually hit the gas as I go by. I don't slow down. Now, what's all this stuff?
I don't know what those are. Those are the cartridges for the vape.
You have any questions with these?
What are these? Are these droppers for the
cartridges? Speak to one on this guy over here.
You know the band, you know that band REM? You ever hear of them? Will this make REM sound better? Jeremy, what do you look? What looks good?
They recommended the Frosted Gelato, so I'm going to get 3.5 grams of that. And
3.5 grams.
Let me get
You're not worried? There are cops right out there. There are cops right on the street.
Yeah.
You're not worried about that?
Not at all.
Why?
I don't know. This is this is all.
I vape in front of cops and they don't bat an eye.
What? They're right there. Keep it down, man. Can we meet you in the back? Can we wait? Can we do this in the back in the parking lot?
No.
Not a good idea.
Oh my God! This is happening out in the open. Do you gift wrap? No? We're doing great. Like a dream come true. Did you get everything you needed, Jer?
Yeah, but don't have it yet.
Good for you.
You try the rest, now you try the best.
Yeah, that's right, brother. Call them brothers, remember that. They love that. So I'm waiting on Ken. So Ken, you're filling out your medical form?
Yep.
I'm his parole officer. He's not supposed to really be He's not supposed to be more than 20 feet away from me. You're getting your card. You're filling it all out. Patient symptom assessment form. We don't have enough time for that one.
Just sign it, Kenneth.
There you go. Look at him signing his own name.
Dispensary over.
Right, this is going to be your regular dispensary, Ken.
Really?
Just don't worry about it.
You can change back and forth.
You can change back and forth, Ken.
Right, that's fine. I really, really go.
Yeah.
So, I do have some bad news. Your prescription expired March 14th, so you would not be able to purchase it with medical paper.
Oh. It expired March 14th?
Yes.
How did that happen?
So it was good from June 14th. It was good from, January 14th of this year until March 14th of this year.
It was only good for 3 months?
Some cases, doctors either do 3 months, 6 months, or a year.
Oh.
So you need to call them.
Can we call them on the phone?
No, that's okay.
You can call them. So.
Why not?
You can.
Why not? And then they'd call it in?
He has to adjust his prescription.
He just has to adjust. Can they do that by phone?
We don't do that. You would have to call the doctor.
Let's do it.
No.
No?
I can't even remember the name of the doctor.
You want the number?
No, it's okay.
Is there a doctor on this block?
No. Here, take this one.
Okay. Is that guy a doctor? Are you a doctor? Are you a doctor? A doctor by any chance? Physician?
Oh.
Let's go back inside.
Okay, I'm so sorry to bother you. Are you a doctor?
No.
No.
Let's go back inside.
Okay.
All right,
Thank you. Okay, I promised my wife I'd get her edibles.
Can't get them. I'll tell you what we can do, though.
What?
We can go to the CBD store across the street, and I bet you we can get edibles.
Yeah, the things are a little looser across the street.
I think so, yeah. That's what I'm hoping.
Or I could befriend a guy who has a doctor's note. You go ahead. I know you're anxious. I know you can't wait. Well, let's get people to sit in our car and get high with us.
I guess I got to buy some actual weed.
Well, what's wrong with
that?
Then
I'll have to make edibles out of it.
No. Get some weed and then trade people.
I don't smoke.
You'll trade people. It'll be like trading baseball cards.
No, because I'm going to buy so much weed that edibles are super expensive.
Why don't you get the stuff that you inject into butter? They have little stuff that with needles. You're baking. Yeah.
They were out of them.
No, over there. It's needles, and you inject it into butter as you're baking.
Seriously.
It's right over there.
It's not a needle with a point. It's just a syringe.
It's right over here. Look, come here.
Show it to me.
I will. Now, I'm your salesman.
It's right here.
It's bizarro world. Look, Jeremy will show you. Look, you put that into butter at any point in the baking process. Right, Jer?
Usually, you heat up the butter.
You heat up the butter, and you put it in, and Hank can make your cookies, Hank can make your cake.
Or you can just eat it, right? I mean, eat it.
Well, I think that's just like, in Latin, like it'll go more distant. Like, it's more economical to put it in butter and cook it over, because you'd be taking too much.
We're going to get some.
Like, the
this is what we need.
And by we, you mean you.
No, you want some for Beth also.
Well,
right?
Beth, you can't air this. This we can't air. But Beth was, when Beth has Crohn's, when she has an attack. But that would take too long if she's having a Crohn's attack.
No, she'd have to use it to prepare to make it into something.
But if you're having a Crohn's attack, you need relief within the hour.
Yeah, that'll hit in an hour.
I mean, an edible will kick in between a half hour and 5 minutes.
Oh, okay, then let's
On a full stomach, an hour to an hour and a half.
Yeah.
So let's get that. Let's get some wacky tobacco and then trade people. We can trade people.
Okay.
I want to talk to some real genuine.
How does this work?
No, they're here. Let's talk. No. There's guys there that will tell you. Let's go. Yeah, go to the bud tenders. It's like the Apple Genius Bar.
It is. It's got that kind of.
This
feel.
Is almost an Apple store in a way,
so
isn't
this
it?
Is where I was going to buy one of these.
This is what Jeremy almost got.
They were out of them.
Oh, heartbreaker. Hi. Thank you very much. I'm doing fine, thank you. How are you?
Good. Can I see? Is everybody buying today?
Well, my friend. He's looking for some. He's looking to bend his mind.
We love bending minds.
Yeah, but don't break the mind. Yes. Just bend it slightly.
Oh, you need my driver's license?
Yes, one last time.
Oh, this is always fun. Tell the story, Ken. Tell the story again.
Well, every time I go to a dispensary, they lose my driver's license. So
no!
I have a temporary one here. But actually, they almost lost it up front here, too.
Yeah, Ken loves telling that story. And it gets worse every time he tells it.
No, I'm so sorry. There you go.
Okay, so.
So are you looking for something to wake up, something to have throughout the day, something to have at night?
Yeah, okay, so go ahead, Kenny.
Well, the frosted melon gelato is a hybrid.
Yes, okay. It's a very nice body high. You relax.
Yeah.
You want a mind bender?
No mind bender.
Do you know who the Crosby, Stills, and Nash are, the musicians?
No.
Okay, I'm looking for something that will make them sound good. Okay.
All right, so how much can I get half an ounce of that?
Do you want 2 eighths?
Yeah, two. No, well, that's a quarter. Okay.
Of the
frosted. We want a half, a quarter.
Oh, it's sold by eighths?
Yes.
By eighths, okay. Yeah, I'll get 2 eighths of that.
Okay.
Yeah. 2 eighths, 1 half, it's the same thing.
That's a quarter.
It's about the same thing. Wait a minute, hold on. 2 eighths.
It's a quarter.
I'm not sure.
Yeah,
half is four.
I have a nephew going to MIT. Can I call him? Do you have a phone?
Our phone's in the front.
Okay. We'll just have to trust her about that 1 2 8.
I'm pretty sure.
Okay. All of this, I got
yeah.
it.
Okay.
And also, can we get that
the stuff
you put into butter?
You inject
it?
Yeah, distill.
We don't have that today.
Oh,
Jeremy bought it. Didn't you buy that stuff you inject into butter?
No, I didn't buy it. Just buying some flour.
Oh.
Yeah, there's no distiller today.
Oh, there's none today? Oh. And we can't get any gummy bear stuff.
Nope, they're not on the paper, so there's nothing.
They're not on the paper. Okay.
All right, so I get 2 eighths of frosted melon gelato.
Very good.
Oh, no, they're checking your credit card. Oh, no. Ken. They're checking they're checking to see if your credit card's valid.
Yeah.
Is that cool?
Your pin, sir.
Oh, okay. He hides it from me. Look. My oldest friend puts up his hand. Well, let me see his pin.
I hide it from everybody. I hide it.
What's your pin, Ken? Okay.
There you go.
There you go. Well done.
Hope you have a wonderful day.
All right, thank you.
How can we not have a wonderful day now?
Right,
Ken? Yeah, we are going to get smacked, baby. Now, let's go.
Usually, are you sativa or indica?
I'm indica.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I'll give you my whole, yeah.
Wait, we've got to.
I give this place a bad review.
No, why? It's the best soap store I've ever been in. Whoa, home run. 5 stars. You're
going
to love it. Well done.
What station is it on?
WFMU. I wouldn't change a thing.
Isn't that
perfect.
That's
what a great
radio,
experience.
Right?
Now, it's not real radio. It's like a pretend radio station.
Yeah,
okay.
I'm being serious.
WFMU.
Radio.
Yeah. It's public radio.
It's listener-sponsored radio. We tried to sell
it's
commercials.
It's not the one on Fordham. Right?
No, it's like that.
It used to be at Uppsala College.
Yeah, freeform.
Yeah.
It used to be where?
Right. Uppsala College.
I was talking about
okay.
it. I came
over
this.
Yeah.
He's an avid listener.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, you like FMU? There it is.
Can I have one too?
Yeah.
Andy, I'm
back. Oh, hi, Andy Breckman. Thanks nice for coming out. Hi, I'm Andy. Thanks for coming out.
Penelope.
Yeah.
Hi, Penelope.
I'm a big NPR and WBAI fan.
Oh, then you'd hate this. You would hate this with a passion.
No way.
Believe me.
You talk too much smack.
I do.
You have a radio show?
I do have a radio show, and I'm not proud of it.
What time?
I don't tell anyone when it's on. I might want you to be my friend
worst.
Later.
He's on Wednesday nights at 6.
What if I do something horrible and you're on my jury?
Telling everybody.
No. If you've heard the show, I'm a doomed man. Okay, we're gonna get people that have weed to smoke. We're gonna get them in our car, right? We're gonna have a party in our car.
Well, actually, I think we should go check out the CBD store.
Where's the CBD store?
Is that CBD store still open down there?
Yes.
How far is it?
Yesterday.
It's on the other side.
Yes.
And how far down is it?
Maybe like the gray awning.
How far down is it?
I think it's the gray awning.
Oh, the gray awning. Is there somebody here that could carry me?
It's been a mess.
Could you carry me a block and a half?
Okay, right.
was Penelope, my daughter.
Okay. Oh, great.
So, like, have you managed to get anything coherent out of it?
Maybe. We'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see.
It's going good.
You're more on top of the recording than I am.
Well, I kept rolling even though we were inside, yeah, and we were told not to. So that'll be an executive decision.
You're still rolling now.
I'm still rolling now. Yeah. Are you still rolling?
No, I stopped.
Why are you stopped now? We're outside.
I can start up again. You're right.
Yeah. Well, let's go to the CBD store.
Where are you from?
Well, wait. Wait till we're rolling.
Oh, really?
Wait till we're rolling.
This is very easy.
Oh, what a treat to have this open around the corner, huh?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right, hold
although
on.
Although I quit all this many years ago.
Yeah, I don't.
Just in time for Penelope.
Yeah, I don't know. Let's get Penelope wasted. All right, here we go. Penelope, are you old enough to indulge?
No.
No. You're 15?
Yeah.
I'm corrupting her early.
Okay.
Living around the corner.
How old were you when you started smoking?
The very first time I ever smoked, or actually smoked it, I think you were like 10 or 11, and we stole it from my mom.
Wow, great story. Great story. It's throwing up. 10 or 11, stole it from your mom.
Well,
that has just solved the mystery of Jeremy. Has just been solved.
Yeah, I was 13.
Were you?
Yeah. But you're straight edge.
I've never been stoned or drunk.
But
straight edge is a spectrum, should be a t-shirt when you said straight edge.
Oh, I'm straight edge now.
Yeah, you only get high on gummy bears.
Yeah. I was very upset. I'm still kind of upset that I had to buy what they're now calling flower.
But that's not straight edge,
flower. Oh, yes it is.
No.
I don't drink alcohol. I don't smoke weed.
But you,
I only have edibles and psychedelics.
Well, that's no one's definition of straight edge.
I don't do cocaine.
That's not even remote. No, that's smack. The opposite of straight edge.
No, straight edge is a spectrum, Andy.
It's like saying I'm not a terrorist. I don't kill people with AK-47s. I kill people only with grenade launchers and bombs.
That's legitimate. That's
yeah.
Legitimate.
Don't call me a terrorist. Okay.
We're going down to the CBD store to see if we can get some gummies, which this place doesn't have.
Well, because
it's
you need
unbelievable.
But you need a medical.
So we're going to go to the CBD store.
They probably sold it.
Yeah. Where they probably have.
How many stars would you give this place?
It's good that there's competition, though.
I would give out of what's the scale we're talking about?
Okay. Well, 4 stars is excellent. 3 stars is the worst. 2 stars is mind-blowingly great. 1 star is so-so.
1 star.
Really?
Yeah.
You're not impressed?
No, I couldn't get edibles at all.
I loved it. I loved it. People were so attentive.
But you didn't buy anything.
No, I didn't buy anything.
Yeah, it had a weird jewelry store.
It had an Apple store.
Apple Genius Bar vibe.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so we're going to go. Here we go. We're going to go to the CBD.
We're walking down to the CBD.
Now, Penelope, you're 15 years old. You're coming with us.
Oh.
Come on, 1 block. Come on. Penelope, you're 15, so you're a junior?
Freshman.
You're a freshman at a local high school?
Yep, Columbia.
Okay. And you live nearby?
Oh, yeah, we're right around the corner.
Okay.
Yeah, when I heard you guys talking about this on Wednesday, I was like, well.
Oh, I could imagine how your face lit up. Yeah.
Now I can, yeah, so excited.
Okay, we're gonna wait. I want to get some real stoners and go to and sit in the car.
Well, I seriously do want gummies.
Yeah, I can tell you're jonesing. So, you're jonesing. You've got the monkey on your back.
Awesome.
How you doing? Right. Looking for that wacky tobacco? It's right down there. There it is.
We're gonna sit in your car,
yeah.
Because I'm a straight edge, I would have nothing to do.
Well, you'll munch gummies until you're clawing at the windows and you're hallucinating.
I have to have gummies so that.
Well, I have. Well,
it was brought some.
When we all go to get high.
Well, I'm going to get some diet Pepsi, which has caffeine.
Okay. Yeah. So everybody's going to be doing something.
I have my drug. So okay. So maybe I need. So do I need a medical card here?
No. That's the great thing about the CBD store.
Oh. Okay.
So you don't need anything.
Because I'm slightly constipated. Would that count for a medical card?
You don't even need a medical card.
Oh, okay. Here we go.
I'm putting down my recorder.
Oh, not good news.
Oh, no. No.
Oh, no. They've been driven out of business. They've been driven out of business by the legitimate.
So sad.
Yeah. Where were you when you heard the CBD store close? I was standing right here just 10 seconds ago.
I was right next to you.
Oh yeah, that's where we were.
So my 16-year-old tells me that.
Let's go back and get some stoners.
Yeah, let's go find stoners.
We're going to get some stoners. Wait, you're not coming with?
No.
Because your 15-year-old, and you don't want them nearby with their 15-year-old.
Yeah, see, I don't have any edibles, and I don't smoke.
You smoke cigars? Penelope, cigar? Let's smoke a cigar right now, you and me. Would you smoke a cigar with me?
She's wearing a mask.
Yeah. Take the mask off. You don't need a mask.
I liked how at the cannabis bar,
yeah,
there were these bud samples,
yeah,
where it says smell me, and you take off a little,
yeah,
covering and you stick your nose down on them.
Yeah,
thing.
Yeah.
That's incredibly unsanitary.
Yeah.
And
oh, I've written letters. Yeah, believe me. Oh, I'm very upset about
you
that.
You did it. You put your nose right on that thing.
Yeah. Okay, I need a Diet Pepsi. That's my drug of choice.
Yeah.
Where can I get one? Penelope, where can I get one?
Cotton mouth?
I just need that just to wake me up. I'm not going to lie to you. That story you tell about losing your license, I kind of doze off. I need caffeine. Okay, so let's get some caffeine. Penelope, where's caffeine? Come on, Penelope.
Water or soda?
Penelope, we're going to put you on the radio. Penelope, you're on the radio. Hey, Penelope, tell me about what's your favorite subject at school? Okay. Who's your best friend? Who do you have lunch with normally? Wait, isn't today Friday?
Yeah.
There's no school today?
There is school today.
Young lady, what's your story?
No. I got out of school at 2:15.
She's hanging out at the pot store.
Okay, excellent. Okay.
Jeez, Andy. Did you go to one of those schools that didn't let you out till 7 p.m. or something?
No, but we stayed until, so you didn't skip out on the class today? You've never skipped a class? You ever had detention?
No.
You want to try to entrap Penelope in some other illicit activities?
Penelope, you're okay. You're like me. You're in the same lane as I am. And look what happened to me. I have my own radio show, Penelope, on a listener-sponsored station. So your future couldn't be brighter. This could all be yours. Okay. So I need a Diet Coke.
Yeah, I could use a water.
Well, let's go across the street. What's that thing? Remerch.
It's a computer store.
Maybe the guy's drinking a Coke. We could bid for it. We could take one from him.
We'll find someplace.
Oh, wait. There's a Burger King.
Let's head back to the...
Okay. Yeah, let's go.
Right?
Yes. Okay. Thanks, brother. Okay. Good day. Thanks, Penelope.
Thank you.
Stay as cool as you are.
Hey, can I see your recorder so I can see how much time we've recorded?
Yeah. I'm not ashamed.
Let's see. Oh, okay. We have 15 minutes.
I know, yeah, but what I was doing in there without you, I don't know if that's useful.
Do I?
That guy listens.
I don't know if any of this is useful.
I don't know either.
There's a 7-Eleven 2-3 blocks that way.
Oh, in the opposite way?
Well, wait. Once we're in the car, we can go. We can drive around. Once we're in the car, that's what you do, Ken. You get stoned.
Okay, you want Jeremy to smoke while we're driving around?
Yeah, you get stoned. Wait a minute.
Smoke and drive.
You turn on.
Your plan for sitting in the car and getting.
No. Here's my idea. Yes. I'm drinking Pepsi. You guys are getting stoned. I turn on, get this, WFMU. It's wild, man. It's wild.
It is. It's the freakiest music.
Crazy
show would be perfect.
Now I have a shot at enjoying the stupid station.
When I was driving down here listening to FMU, it was so freaky.
Yeah. Oh, there's a general store. We'll get Pepsis. Come on. We'll find some stoners. Come on. It's going to be great.
Oh, wait. There's a cop. We should probably not jaywalk right into a cop.
Oh, really? You're afraid of getting arrested for jaywalking? I'm jaywalking right in front of a cop. That's right. Born to be wild. Here I come. I'm in the middle of the street. Cops all around. I'm about to cross a yellow line. Here I go. That's how I roll, baby. That's how I roll.
Hi.
Hi. Thank you for shopping the apothecarium. Come again. We know you have a number of different apothecaries to choose from. We appreciate that you chose ours in Maplewood.
What's the address here, Andy?
It's
1865 Springfield Avenue.
Hey, brother. What's up? I gotta get a good answer for what's up. What do you say when people say what's up?
Whatever.
That's what you say?
No. I probably say nothing much. What do you say?
I say, I'm ever so slightly constipated.
That's a good answer.
It is.
It is.
Yeah, at least it opens the door. Now they have a little, you know, they have a thing they can respond to.
Right.
My sister was constipated just last week. Everyone has a nice response. Okay, here we go. Hey, how'd it go in there? We're doing a radio show. What was your reaction in there?
We're doing a radio show for WFMU.
Yeah, are you, this is your first visit?
This is my first time, yeah.
And what was your impression?
It was cool. I was a little disappointed. I was looking for edibles.
Yeah, me too.
Exactly.
But you need a medical yeah. You need to get your wife to be a little more pliant.
Yeah.
A little more pliant on Saturday night.
It was cool. I mean, first legal purchasing experience. So.
Yeah, look, the cops are right there. You're not scared, are you? Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
Because normally you'd be just bolting down the street, wouldn't you?
Just casually carrying around. So.
Yeah, and we're going to be sitting in our car getting stoned and cruising for milkshakes. You want to join us? It's what all the cool kids are doing. Don't go by us. Cool kids are coming too. I got to get a stoner.
We're never going to get a stoner.
But now I have to. Now I can't quit.
No. I think it's time to stop.
No, it's not. Give me another few minutes.
It is time
to stop. No, Kent, seriously. Let me get a stoner in my car.
We've been recording for...
Kent, oh my God, let me get a stoner in my car.
Such a mess.
It was easy. Good. Hey, was that your first experience in there?
No, I'm a medical patient. I've been going here for months.
Hey, well, come on, wait. We're doing a radio show.
Oh, sure.
So you have gummy bits. You got gummies today.
I did not get gummies, but I have got them in the past, yes.
And what did you get today? Some recreational stuff?
No, I use it for anxiety. It helps a lot for when I go to sleep.
Oh, I have anxiety. No, I do.
Yeah, it helps quite a lot.
Yeah.
If you have, like, a really bad panic attack, I find it, like... It really helps quit that. It, like, stops it almost immediately.
Oh, see, I kind of enjoy my panic attack. I kind of get into it. Hey, you know, this is Ken Freeman. He's the stage manager at WFMU. That's your favorite station, isn't it? I'll repeat the call letters. WFMU. You've never heard of it.
I'm not.
No. You're not.
Not too much.
Okay. But it's a big deal. And what we're going to do is, my car's parked right there. We're going to sit in my car and get high and drive around and look for milkshakes on the radio. We're recording it. Yeah, come on, let's go. Come on, let's go. You have no excuse. What's your name?
My name's Rob.
Hey, Rob, I'm Andy. This is Jer.
Nice to meet you.
Come on, let's go get milkshakes. Come on, Rob, milkshakes. Milkshakes on me at Burger King. Come on, Rob, you have no excuse.
I will buy,
where are you going? Okay, you're gonna show up at the party with milkshakes. Wait, where's the party? Where's the party?
It's over at
I challenge.
NGIT.
And without that dish, you'd have a panic attack. Am I right, at the party?
Oh, no, not at the party specifically. It's for, like...
When do you get your panic attack?
At night, mostly.
Yeah,
like you're in bed and you're just thinking
right.
about it. Late
at night, 3 a.m.
Yeah.
Well, what the hell are you thinking for? That's your big mistake.
Well, yeah, I know. This helps with that,
doesn't
it?
That's good. Hey, listen, we're going to say, come on, just sit for a minute. You want to get another stoner and sit in my car and go get milkshakes?
No.
Let's get a milkshake. No. Let me buy you a milkshake. And a big milkshake for the host of your party. May I do that for you? Wait, you think we're wait, here's my ID. Hey, are you a fan of the show Monk? You ever seen the show?
Yeah.
That's my show. I created that show. I'm a big TV writer. Yeah.
That's awesome.
He also wrote IQ, the movie IQ.
Oh, I wrote a few. I've read a few
movies.
But you're into movies.
Yeah.
I know that you love movies. In fact, you're thinking about maybe writing a script someday.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Yeah, sure. Come on, let's go get a milkshake.
Sure, let me take
okay. No. You're bringing that. Here we go. Let's go. Come on, we'll get milkshakes, and that'll be a show. Come on.
I think I'm
Okay, Jerry, you're the best.
So
you're gonna take a little. I'm gonna smoke a cigar. You're gonna smoke a little bit of what you just bought.
Sure.
Okay, here we go. We're smoking. Come on.
That's an illegal corner. Andy.
Oh, for the love of God! Come, Jay, walk with me. Ken, do this. Come on, you can do it.
Are we gonna be okay?
Yeah, you can do it. Jay, walk with me.
Here comes Rob.
Here comes Rob.
Rob's coming.
Look, Rob. Ken's nervous because he's jaywalking.
Jersey, jaywalking doesn't exist.
Yeah, Rob, have you jaywalked before?
Plenty of times, yes.
Yeah, so you're going to be okay?
Yeah.
I think you'll be all right.
That cop is looking at us kind of funny.
Walk on the wild side, guys.
Careful, Andy.
It's okay. They'll stop for me. I'm in show business.
I'll be like, we've been
watch
waiting
this.
Here.
Watch this. Here we go. Jaywalk. Watch this. Thank you, officer. Have a good day. Thank you. Ken Freeman says thank you. There you go. Good for you, Ken. Good for you, son.
I'm
never jaywalking again.
Yeah. Uh-huh. A little
scared straight.
What a little rebel you are. My little buddy.
You're not holding. I'm holding.
Now, are you going to school?
I just recently graduated. Actually.
Oh, fantastic. What did you major in?
I'm a graphic designer, so I do branding,
perfect.
Advertising, stuff like that.
Oh, my gosh. Good for you. Now, do you have a gig yet or a job yet?
I'm looking right now.
Okay. Well, where can people find you? Do you have a website?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. Tell us your website.
My website is RJF Creations at RJFCreations.com.
RJFCreations.com. Okay.
This is good. Front of the back.
This is, you're in the back. This is going to
be in the back, and Rob can be in the front.
Okay, Rob, you're in the front.
I can be a back buddy with you.
No,
okay.
Be in the front.
Okay, here we go. All right, I'm going to smoke a stogie.
So, Rob, have you been coming to this dispensary long before recently, right?
Yeah, I have. I actually prefer this dispensary. It's closer to where I live. I prefer what they put out because each dispensary has their own stuff and their own brands.
Right.
So I prefer what they have. I like their customer service. They're in and out. Their parking's great.
Do they know you? But do they know you now? Can you walk in and say, I'll have the usual?
Well, that's...
No. Don't blow it out the window.
Oh, okay. That's fine.
Because we're looking to get a contact.
All right,
that's
right,
what
right.
They call contact high.
Andy,
yeah.
No.
Why
to,
no?
No. Open the windows.
Why?
Andy, we got to open the windows.
And now I'm gonna harsh your buzz. You ready for this, Rob? Watch what I'm gonna do. Just watch. Hold on.
Andy,
yeah.
The windows have to be open.
You know what this is? WFMU, yeah. This
Andy,
is it.
Open my door.
Yeah, why?
Why? You won't let me open the window. There we go.
You're afraid of getting a high?
No, I just don't want to be surrounded in smoke.
Oh my God. How old are you, 87? I apologize for Grandpa in the back seat.
It's not true.
He had to come. He has, you know, if he stays in his home all week, he gets cranky.
You actually had all the windows closed, and Rob here is vaping, and you're smoking a freaking cigar.
Sorry, Grandma. That's how we roll, right, Rob?
You're keeping all...
Sorry, old man.
I get it. It's not for everyone. Sometimes it gets people panic attacks.
I mean, Ken, there are fuzz, right? Just half a block away still.
So, Andy, you turned this on to demonstrate how awful the music is on WFMU, but it sounds like normal music.
It does sound a little bit like normal music. It's close to normal music. It's bad music, but it's close to normal music. All right, here we go. Oh, there's no drive-thru. Okay.
Yeah, so I'll stand outside.
Why are you going
to
stand outside?
To get out of the smoke.
Why? No.
To get out of the freaking smoke.
No. I'm going in.
And Rob makes tight faces. Oh,
no,
man, this is great. I'm looking at his
I'm
portfolio.
Going in.
It's
Rob, what do you want? A vanilla milkshake?
Sure, it sounds
I'm getting a Diet Coke.
I'll take a vanilla milkshake, too.
Two vanilla milkshakes.
But I'm getting out of it.
Oh,
God,
shut up. Oh, Jesus. Let's put it in park.
For the sake of the radio audience, Andy, describe what just happened. Yeah, what happened there?
It turns out a lot of cars you have to put into park if you want it to stop. This
right.
is one of those cars.
Yeah.
It's a new feature they've been adding.
It's a new feature they've been adding.
But congratulations for not hitting the parking barrier.
Thanks, brother. Oh, wait, hold on.
All right.
You're coming in too?
Sure.
Okay, here you go. Two vanilla milkshakes.
Gotcha.
A small Pepsi. Wait here, okay. We'll do this. You can keep the change too.
Sweet, thanks.
Okay. Okay, here we go. He'll buy it.
He'll buy it?
He'll buy the vanilla milkshake.
What do you mean he'll buy it?
He'll come out with it.
Oh, you gave him the money?
Yeah.
Oh,
oh you're the best. Oh, God
Coke,
bless.
Coke only, though.
That's perfect.
Rob, a patient from the apothecarium who we just met, ran in and got us all milkshakes.
Thanks,
so
brother.
Andy got
no
a
problem.
Large Coke.
There's nothing finer, am I right, guys? Then cruising around, getting wasted.
Right.
Right? Doing some sweet, sweet, sweet caffeine. Smoking yep. some cheap Modesto cigars. Am I right, Ken?
Yeah, I just wish I had a gummy. Mm.
Well, you have a vanilla milkshake. Nothing sweeter. Listening to some great tunes. Here, I'll put on some of my tunes.
They're gummies there, actually.
Rob, I was
really
looking
great
at your portfolio. You do great work.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yep, you're going to...
Very classy design.
I'm going to make a prediction right now. We're all going to be working for Rob someday.
Yeah, sure. In my dreams.
And you live on Culver Lake.
Yeah, I do.
Wow.
So you guys are neighbors?
You went to NJIT?
No, my friends go to NJIT, I'm going to go hang out with them. I went to Millersville University over in Pennsylvania.
Excellent school. I've heard good things. I heard the graphic design school is excellent.
Yeah, they have a great department. They're awesome people.
Hey, you guys like the Beatles?
Who doesn't?
I can name all four Beatles and one member of the Kinks.
Now that's something to put on.
John, Paul, George, Ringo, Ray.
Wow. That's really
That's
impressive.
A music fan.
So you decided to come to the Apothecarium because it's now recreational, right?
Mm-hmm. We've been doing this radio show for 30 years,
wow.
Weekly radio show, I think, and I'm a big stoner and Andy's straight edge.
Well, he's smoking a cigar, he can't be that straight edge.
No, he's straight edge all the way.
He
really is.
I am kind of straight edge. I'm into violence.
That's fair.
Into fighting.
Yeah.
Different vices.
Who's your favorite current fighter?
Me, personally?
Well, either of you.
I like Muhammad Ali.
He's no longer with us.
What?
Yeah, he's no longer with us.
Well, I don't read the sports page religiously. Hey, Rob, so tell me about the party we're going to. Who's hosting the party?
My friend Gio and a bunch of my friends are going to his apartment, and we're just hanging out for the weekend because we don't get many opportunities with how swamped they are with work.
Oh, okay, so Friday night's a big night. So, you're going to do a little blow and maybe not be as anxious?
A little blow?
Wait, what is that? What's blow? Cocaine?
Blow's cocaine.
Yeah, blow
oh, it is?
Cocaine.
Hold on, let me check. I can Google that. Okay, you're right.
It's okay.
You're doing the wacky tobacco.
Yeah. Yes, the wacky tobacco, the devil's lettuce. The
devil's lettuce.
And he's vaping it, Andy. Have you noticed?
Yeah. Appreciate it.
Yeah,
and
it's thoughtful. Maybe you should vape your cigar.
Very different. I'm not sure if that gives the same effect. Smoking some flower and smoking a vape are two very different things.
Ken used to be so cool. You gotta believe me. You gotta trust me. There's no evidence of it now. But he used to be so cool. What happened to Ken? We should do a whole series. And this is the greatest. And then, now when you're driving, this is my first time doing this. When you're driving around, getting stoned, going to Burger King, what do you talk about? We already listed all the Beatles and one Kinks. Like, what else is there to talk about?
Kink.
Yeah, he's a kink.
Yeah.
Well.
Four Beatles and a kink. We talked about where you went to school.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about that party you're going to.
I have lots of questions for Rob.
What will be the high point of the party, do you think? If all goes well, playing video games?
As much as I'd love to. No, just hanging about back and hanging out with friends, honestly. It's hard to do in these times.
Like what, playing games? Playing Scrabble?
No. We'll
Pictionary?
We'll play video games or watch a movie.
Like what movie might you watch?
I actually was looking into Action Park, the documentary on...
Oh, Traction Park.
Oh, Traction Park, or
Traction
Class
Park.
Action Park, which
oh,
is this.
I see.
It was this...
Oh, that's right.
You're a Jackass fan.
Oh, of course.
It's great. Called Class Action Park.
Yeah.
Have you seen it, Andy?
I believe I've seen part of it,
oh,
yeah.
It's great.
Yeah.
It's just wild stuff. Well, it's great because it's absolutely live. It's not CGI. Or,
mm-hmm.
Those guys are really getting hurt.
Oh, yeah.
That's fun to watch.
I got hurt there, too.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Where was that? Route 22?
No,
it was
94.
Up in
Vernon.
Oh, okay. There was a cheap place on...
Off 94. It was
There was
insane.
A cheap place in Union.
It was insane.
Yeah.
There was this guy on Wall Street who got kicked out in the 80s for being corrupt. In the 80s on Wall Street for being corrupt. Who then decides to buy a ski resort up in New Jersey. But then winters in New Jersey aren't long enough to sustain it. So he's like, I'm just going to draw stuff on napkins and make people build them.
So
and
he just made makeshift games?
Makeshift rides that would just, like,
I mean, rides.
People, and they're awful.
You mean, like, out of Tinker Toys and Legos?
I honestly, yes. That 6 people died there. It took 6 people for it to close down.
You mean they didn't close it down after 3?
No, not 3, so no. Not after 1, not after 2, not after 3 or 4 or 5, but 6 different people had to die on the premises.
They were all different.
All different people.
Wow. Okay, now we're going to drive. We're going to drive. Okay, the Beatles are playing. This is the greatest, guys. I've been dreaming since high school of a day like this.
Class Action Park.
Yeah, exactly. This is great.
Enjoying the conversation.
Yeah, our new friend is getting wasted.
And
I've got a Pepsi and a cigar. We're coming from the...
Andy's backing up.
We're coming
backing
from the...
up in the Burger King parking lot.
We're coming
Good
from...
Job, Andy.
Thanks very much. Never had an accident.
Sticks the landing.
Sticks the landing. I've caused quite a few accidents. I can see them in my rearview mirror, but I never actually had one.
Honestly, that's what counts.
Okay, we're driving Ken back to his car because he has to go back home.
Yeah, so Rob, you know that place on Route 15 called Canna Campus?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Down by the ShopRite?
Mm-hmm.
They're selling everything now.
Really?
Yeah, they sell everything.
I thought they just did CBD stuff.
Nope.
Interesting.
They're selling weed.
Ken, I have to go this way, but I'll turn around.
You have to buy the container, so they're doing that loophole where you buy the container
and they give
the weed as a gift.
This is the greatest. Just cruising down the highway, talking about weed with my two best friends, Ken and this other guy.
And then they're selling Delta 9 gummies. So like they're selling just
talking about different gummies that you can buy.
Weed gummies.
I don't mess with those. Those are weird. Delta 9 and Delta 8 are strange.
No, well, Delta 9 I think is just regular THC.
Oh, is it?
All
right. Because yeah. I know Delta 8 is.
Yeah, Delta 8 and Delta 10 are the
real,
synthetic.
Yeah, synthetic marijuana. That stuff's weird.
If you have anxiety, though, I would give it a try.
Oh, yeah.
Now, what do you think is causing your anxiety? Just worried about your future?
Future, the state of the world at this point.
Yeah.
Lots going on. It's just getting to sleep at night.
Yeah, and you ought to try it.
Okay.
Anxiety's great.
It's going to be okay.
It's very motivational.
Now, how far do you live from me? Because instead of getting wasted,
you go, Andy.
Instead of getting wasted, I could come over to your house some night and just hug you. Just rock you to sleep, baby. It's going to be okay. That's what I'll say.
Rob, don't say yes. Don't even say maybe.
You don't have to say yes or maybe. I'm coming
Where
over.
Where are you going, Andy?
I'm turning around, baby. Okay. Look at this. I turn on a dime. Now, if you're going to edit this, the music's going to screw you up, Ken.
I've stopped recording, so it's
okay. Oh, I'm still recording.
Yeah. Yeah, you should probably turn it down.
I'll just turn it off.
Yeah, thanks.
You never give me your money. So, Rob, would you say this is the high point of your week, this little meeting us?
I'm not going to lie, yes.
I know, isn't that great? Isn't that sad this is the high point of your week?
Yeah.
Isn't that really sum it all up?
Yeah.
I know.
Pretty much. You know, why do you think I need the marijuana?
I know. Huh? All right, so I'm gonna pull over when I can, and we're going to say goodbye to Rob. Rob, this is
so
been
Rob,
great.
This is going to air next Wednesday night from 6 to 7 p.m.
6 to 7
on
next WFMU. Wednesday.
No, did I give you a sticker? No.
But if you miss it, it's archived forever.
Awesome.
This is going to haunt you the rest of your life.
Awesome, even better.
Your kids and your grandkids will have lots of questions.
If I don't come out for the worst, what's
Wednesday's
the point?
At 6.
Okay.
All right, that's awesome.
Hey, you were great.
Nice meeting you guys.
This is really great. Thanks, Rob.
Thanks a lot, Rob.
Have a good one.
Okay, brother. He was great. Rob was great.
He was.
Yeah, I'm so glad we met Rob.
See you later.
Bye.
You can give the legal ID now.
You can give the legal ID. It's East Orange something, something,
it's,
something.
WFMU East Orange.
It's babbly, 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 babbly.
WMFU Mount Hope.
Yabbity, 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 yabbity.
In New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM.
Well, how can you be broadcasting both?
And online at WFMU.org.
Okay, brother.
And stay tuned for Weekly World Blues with Matt Fiveash.
Andy. Andy. Andy, Andy. Andy, Andy. Andy, 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 Andy. Andy, 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 Andy. We'll be right back.
And this is a sound of the blues scale. The blues scale is very simple, very useful, but also very simple to build. All you have to do is know your minor pentatonic scales. So in this case, I was playing A.
Blues come so many different ways until it's kind of hard to explain.
But you ain't done nothing to me. You ain't done nothing.
nothing to me. Oh, you can't do nothing to me. Oh, you can't do nothing to me. It don't make no difference what you may do. You ain't done nothing to me. You ain't done nothing to me. Oh, you can't do nothing to me. Oh, you can't do nothing to me. It don't make no difference what you may do. You ain't done nothing to me. You ain't done nothing to me. You may kick me in my pants, but all right now. You may kick me in my pants. It don't make no difference what you may do. You ain't done nothing to me. I'm still talking to you. Can't do nothing to me.
Let's talk it over, baby, before we start. I heard about the way you overdo your part, but don't you lie to me. Get evil as a man can be. There's two kind of people I just can't stand, and that's a lying woman and a seeking man. But don't you lie to me. Don't you lie to me. Because it makes me mad, and I get evil as a man can be. Jelly, if you give me yours too, but don't you lie to me.